www.thebrightside.com. Bring up anything you wish here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. On the front page of freetalklive.com, you actually can control the content. What you see has been placed there by listeners like you. If it weren't for you going and submitting content to our website, there would be nothing there. You get to go and submit things to the site, and then you can vote on whether you like or dislike what is already there. So please go, enjoy, get interactive at freetalklive.com. And also, another great liberty-oriented news site is freedomsphoenix.com. That's where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. You get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. Again, freedomsphoenix.com. We're going to go to the phones here first to start out the hour, and then also coming up, we'll talk about the mountain man in Montana who attempted some of the sovereign court tactics and ended up being found guilty. We'll go first, though, to Tom, listening in Detroit, and you are on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
All right. I see here I'm a little bit at an advantage, if you want to call it that. I can see you guys, so that's kind of cool. I wish I had my camera set up so you could see me so we could actually have a face-to-face.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, Ellen.
Somehow
we'll
manage. What's that, Tom?
Is the young lady's name Ellen?
No,
no,
it's Allie.
Allie. Ellen was here last week, though.
Oh, that's Allie. I've never seen. Well, I believe it was Ellen that really inspired me to call back with the, as I had said, it sounded a little bit left-wing, and my question was to understand your perspective of prejudice. What is the Free Talk Live and the Liberty Movement's perspective of if I want to be prejudiced or not?
This is what we're talking about, sexism in the Liberty Movement last week, if you remember, Ian.
Yeah, we
Ellen
were.
Was
yep.
on. And we were discussing whether or not there is sexism in the Liberty Movement, if it's driving, if that is what accounts for the difference between the ratio of men to women. And we had, I think we all had sort of similar perspectives on it, but I don't remember what you're responding to.
Oh, actually, just the word itself that you just said, sexism. That means that you think that when somebody says something that may be offensive to you or other women, that it needs to have a term. When in a free liberty society, what anybody else's opinion is, it doesn't mean anything unless you think
sure.
it does.
I think opinions do matter if you're persuaded, whether or not you're persuaded by them. I don't think that opinions don't matter. And people can certainly have an opinion, which I consider to be sexist.
But how are you persuaded by it? You are only
I'm not persuaded by sexist opinions.
Exactly. And I'm not persuaded that if my neighbor across the street doesn't like the shoes I'm wearing, I really don't care. So, but when it comes down to the hiring a woman for a job or a black man or a Hispanic man or a white man or whatever, if I don't like that person because of their religion, the color of their skin, the shoes they're wearing, I shouldn't have to hire them. And a woman...
Did someone say that you did?
Well, it kind of, again, the idea that women, that this sexism thing exists and that women seem to feel still that they're behind men and they don't make the same amount of money...
Hold on a second, Tom. Are you suggesting that sexism doesn't exist?
Only if you believe it does. Only if you acknowledge that it does.
Well, now, you brought up the term prejudice to prejudge somebody, and you listed, you know, race. But, I mean, do you agree that some people prejudge women based on the fact that they are a woman?
Yeah, and my point is, so what?
Well, I mean, put yourself in their shoes. I mean, would you want to be judged for something other than your competence?
I used to have hair down to the middle of my, like, to my belt. And I've had jobs to where... you know, I have to, I put up with the prejudice of just the way I looked. People would assume things about me, and I'd have to prove myself. They don't have to keep me as an employee. I have to prove that they need me. And if I don't like it, I should be told to go start a business down the street and compete with them.
Well, you asked about the Liberty Movement, and I don't pretend to speak for the Liberty Movement, but I do see that those that are part of it or whatever, they're open-minded. And so I don't really see a lot of prejudice. I didn't hear the conversation last week.
I think based on the conversation last week and what you're saying almost implies that if I don't think that I should be able to use coercion against you to force you to think of all people as equal, that, if that's not my goal, then that means that I also can't have opinions about racism and sexism and all these other things which I might be against. You know, I can be against sexism, but not think that someone should be forced to hire, you know, whoever they don't want to hire.
That's a good point. I'm with you on that one, Allie. I think that business owners should be free to be bigoted, and that way I would know who the bigoted business owners are, so I would not give them business. Because to me, Tom, it does matter if people are sexist or racist or bigoted against others. I don't want to associate with those people. I find those ideas to be despicable, the idea that somebody should be prejudged as a bad person or somehow inferior because of the place they were born, because of the gender, because of their color of their skin. I find those ideas to be absolutely outrageous, and I want nothing to do with them. So to me, those things are pretty important.
I totally understand, and I totally agree. But here's the situation. If you see this, or you would not see this, let's say you used a restaurant, for example, because I brought up the freckled idea. You said, if I heard that this gentleman is not hiring freckled people, I would not go to his restaurant. That's fine and dandy. That's firsthand. Mm-hmm. But in general, there are many businesses where you don't see, you don't even ever, for instance, the company I work with, it's not a product sold directly to the people. You don't even know it even really exists. So when mm-hmm. the discrimination, as you want to call it, happens in this company, the only way it can be discrimination or sexism or anything else is if you acknowledge that this concept even exists, because you can leave. You're not stuck there. You don't like it? You don't like the way they're treating women?
Okay.
You don't like the
it's certainly true that you can leave, and I would encourage people to take their business elsewhere, whether it's the business of themselves as an employee or the business of themselves as a customer or a vendor of that business. But to pretend like sexism doesn't exist seems pretty ridiculous. I mean, I would love that if sexism or racism or any of these other isms didn't exist, that would be wonderful. If I could snap my fingers and we could wake up tomorrow morning and all those things would be gone, I'd be fine with that. But, to stick your head in the sand and pretend like there aren't people out there who are straight up bigoted about other folks, I think is kind of ridiculous.
But what do you do about it? In the free movement, in the liberty movement,
you speak out and you say that's not appropriate to treat people like that.
Huh? But no force, right? No force to
why would I advocate force against somebody else? Okay. I advocate words.
I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And spread the information about where this bigoted activity may take place so that consumers can make informed decisions.
Right. I'm certainly not going to ignore it, and I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't exist. So that's, I guess, where we disagree. And, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I would never advocate using force against somebody who is a business owner. However, I do get to use choices, and I can choose to not do business with them. I can choose not to rent to them. If you're a bigot and you want to rent out, like if I've got a building and it's kind of a commercial space and I find out that you're an a-hole, well, I don't want you renting from me because I don't want that coming back on me.
I think that maybe this confusion over bringing up a problem that you perceive and people assuming that you have all the same solutions as other people who see that as a problem.
Right, so if you see a problem that you're naturally going to say, we should make a law.
Right. So like if I say, hey, at my workplace, it seems like we're not taking advantage of all the black people who are looking for jobs, and there's nothing, there's no reason we could be losing money because we could have all these, the hiring people are racist and they're not hiring them. Well, that's going to lose us money, but also that's not to say, like, if I'm bringing that up, that's not to say that I think that they should be forced to do
sure.
it.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can also take control, share your thoughts on sexism, prejudice, etc. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're live, by the way. It is Black Friday. We're here, the live Black Friday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
Hallie.
And Allie.
And it is the season to go shopping. You can do that right now at shop.freetalklive.com. Or maybe you want to wait till Monday because of the big Cyber Monday sales. Well, you know Amazon's going to have some great deals. So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into Amazon from that page. Basically, shop.freetalklive.com is a landing page on our website that allows you to choose your favorite Amazon. So there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. Get all your holiday shopping done in one fell swoop.
You don't have to get trampled?
No tramplings, no parking lot. Apparently somebody got stabbed in a parking lot today in Virginia over a parking space. So you don't have to deal with that stuff if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a great deal, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. But it's also the season to be charitable, and so stop by Bitcoin Not Bombs and help Hoodie the Homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. You can go to bitcoinnotbombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. They're going to be taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, so this is your last chance to get in on the Hoodie the Homeless campaign. Now, of course, you can give them as gifts and also keep somebody who is in need warm this winter by helping Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach. And if you want to give them a little bit more, they're also accepting general donations for the project at bitcoinnotbombs.com. So, I don't know. I don't really have much else to say about Black Friday, shopping extravaganzas, the consumerism. Did you all have anything else you wanted to add to that? Otherwise, we can talk about this mountain man.
I'm just glad we all survived it.
Me too.
I didn't leave the house. So, but I have been to the Black Fridays before. Anyway, I talked more about that last night. TheBlaze.com reporting on a Montana man who repeatedly cited natural law as his defense in court and became famous for his continual outbursts during court proceedings, was ultimately found guilty on Friday on two charges stemming from fishing without a license. Ernie Turtelgut. Anyway, he's 52. He represented himself in court against misdemeanor charges of obstructing a peace officer and resisting arrest relating to an August 31st incident where he was charged for fishing without a license. He argued that universal law allows him to hunt for food to feed himself. However, the bearded man adorned with a three-corner hat was forced by the judge to watch his trial from another room after he objected multiple times to the court proceedings. According to the story, at the outset of the trial, Turgut objected to being referred to by his legal name, instead demanding the court recognize him as the living man.
It's easier to say than Turgut.
Turgut. Anyway, Ernie. And there's actually video of him in court here, and I'm going to play an excerpt of this video so you can get an idea of what kind of tactics mm-hmm. this gentleman was attempting to engage in. I've tried things like this in court before, and they just don't work. But give me a little bit of insight into it. It's the state's attorney.
Mr. Turgut has been charged with two misdemeanor offenses, which we'll be trying today.
I must object. I am not the name that he is referring to. I am the living man. The name that Mr. Riley refers to, ma'am, is held by the state in all capital letters and is identified by the state on the state's driver's license, ma'am. I am not.
What is this guy wearing?
He's wearing a tri-corner hat.
Okay. It looks a little funny.
Which is unusual, actually. So you got to give him a little bit of credit for actually being successfully able to wear a hat into court. Sometimes you'll get arrested just for having a hat on in court. So he's made it to the defense table, and the judge does not appear to be too concerned about the fact that he's wearing a hat. Now, the objection that he's bringing up here is kind of one of the biggies in the world of the sovereign court tactics. And the idea is, for those who are unfamiliar, have you heard of this capital letters?
Capital letters. Yes.
So the idea is that you're not the person that they're referring to. The person is the person with all capital letters, which is a corporation, not you, because you're not a corporation. And the way you can supposedly tell between a corporation and an actual human being is that the corporation is listed in all capital letters. And they, you know, cite the driver's license. They cite all other manner. There's a lot of government paperwork where people's names appear in all capital letters. And, you know, that's an interesting theory. It's certainly true that when you register a corporation with the state, when they send you the corporate paperwork back, the corporate name is in all capital letters. I mean, so it seems like when you look into this theory, it seems like, well, maybe there's something to it. And this guy certainly seems well prepared. He's sitting there with a three-ring binder in front of him, huge three-ring binder, just full of whatever kind of research and paperwork that he's been digging up in his free time.
From the delves of the internet.
A lot of these people, I mean, he says he's got, later on in the video, he says he's got 20 Supreme Court cases that back up his statements. I filed a multiple page, like a 12-page or 20-page document about the freedom to travel with courts, with a court, recently, actually, just for fun. And, of course, it was denied completely, even though it cites all kinds of court cases that supposedly enshrine the right to travel where you want without having to ask government permission and get one of their ID cards. But it doesn't matter because they don't follow their own court decisions. They don't follow their own laws. And that's where a lot of these courtroom wizards or people who believe they know what they're doing in court will go wrong. This guy walked into this court thinking that he's going to own them and thinking that he's got his S together and that he knows his stuff. And he does. He probably has spent many, many hours researching these subjects.
But it's a false sense of security.
Well, right. Then they end up baffled by why it is that just doesn't work. They throw out all these objections. They object to jurisdiction. They object to, in this case, he's saying, look, that's not me. You're not talking about me. This is the all capital letter corporation, etc. But it really ultimately doesn't matter. What ends up happening in this case is the judge kicks him out of his own trial.
The all capital fiction. I am the living man whose mark is that of life. It is called a signature, and the nature of this sigil, ma'am, is the living person. It is never in all capital letters.
Mr. Chisholm, you will allow Mr. Riley to continue,
ma'am,
for there, and you will have a...
I must object, ma'am, without proper evidence of oath and bond as required, and I am backed, ma'am, by 20 United States Supreme Court cases to this end.
He is being very calm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he sounds like he knows his stuff. Now what he's saying with the oath and bond, just I'm trying to translate for people who don't know what this guy is talking about, because I know I've done some of the same research. The oath and bond, the idea is this guy has checked into or is trying to inquire of the judge and the other people in the court, hey, if you're a judge, you should have sworn an oath. Can you show me proof that you swore an oath to be a judge? I'm just asking you for proof. Surely you have it. Right? There's a sworn oath on file somewhere. You can bring that file out and show me that you swore an oath to, the Montana Constitution. And what he says later on in the video is that no one has shown him any of that proof. He doesn't have any evidence that this woman's actually a judge. He doesn't, by their own system, right? Like, we know that they're just men and women wearing robes,
right?
But by their own system, they're supposed to go through certain procedures in order to become a judge, and one of those things is to be under oath and to be bonded.
But why should they? They have all the leverage in the situation. That's what they don't like about the sovereign
citizens. They haven't.
They're trying to establish leverage they don't have.
Yeah, well, he's pointing out they haven't done any of those things, or that he can prove that.
Why should they?
They haven't proven it, and so he's basically saying we shouldn't be able to move forward with this case until you can prove you're a judge.
They don't care about that.
She kicks him out of the courtroom, and then continues the trial without him. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay, Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Montana man who, in court, attempted the sovereign tactics, some of the sovereign tactics, and he failed. They found him guilty, and they actually kicked him out of his own trial and continued the trial without him, because they don't need you there to find you guilty of violating all kinds of stupid laws and ordinances. And, you know, this guy deserves credit for standing up for himself, you know, even though the tactics don't work because they don't follow their own rules and they don't care if you are trying to get them to follow their own rules. He at least deserves credit for you know, not taking the plea deal and going to court and, you know, making them try to prove their case. In this case, he was charged with fishing or hunting without a license. I think it was fishing, actually, without a license. And his argument was that, hey, you know, I don't need to ask your permission to feed myself. It's ridiculous. Unfortunately, it didn't work. We'll continue that here in a moment. Also, want to let you know about blockchain.info. I actually just upgraded the blockchain app on my smartphone today because it's free and it's a great online Bitcoin wallet. It makes it easy for you to send and receive money anywhere in the world, whether you've got an Android or an iPhone. If you are interested in Bitcoin, blockchain.info is the place to go to get your first free Bitcoin wallet. And they even have tools that'll let you send or receive Bitcoins anonymously. So join with others at blockchain.info and get your free Bitcoin wallet today. They've done over 500,000 wallets for people thus far.
I used mine today. That's the only shopping that I did. I went to Namecheap.com and I bought a domain name.
Excellent.
Yep.
What, can you tease us? What's the domain name?
Oh, it's for a client.
Okay, very good. So we're talking about this guy, Montana court. Not sure what area of Montana this was, but the story is 52 years old, represented himself against misdemeanor charges of obstructing a so-called peace officer and resisting arrest. He argued natural law. He argued the all caps name conspiracy, the idea that your name on the driver's license, if it's in all caps, it shows that it's a corporation, not actually you, the living human being. And he was trying these arguments in court, and he said so the judge asks him to be quiet multiple times, and this judge is actually fairly patient. Like, on the scale of judges, this judge allows him to continue on multiple times before finally removing him from the court. Other judges would have probably arrested him pretty quickly. I mean, I was arrested in court for not sitting down fast enough once. This guy's actually able to continue to object, and the judge finally keeps saying to him, look, if you keep doing this, I'm going to find you in contempt. She gives him multiple opportunities, and maybe she didn't actually find him in contempt. She just removed him from the courtroom. He says, I cannot, ma'am, in honor of the Constitution of the United States, I cannot allow a man who carries British recognition for the purposes of British ministerial law to continue to persecute me. I cannot. I have the honor to honor the founders, ma'am. I honor the memory of those who fought and died, that we can be free of this type of thing. Mr. Turlegate was then ordered out of the courtroom, and two officers asked him to stand up. If I stand up, I give you recognition. He said, no, pick me up. I cannot give you recognition. Turlegate, who was then found guilty and fined $150, had become an internet legend after footage of his initial appearance went viral on YouTube. He said to the judge at the time, you are trying to create a fictitious, fraudulent action. I am the living man protected by natural law. He then yelled, do not tell me to shut up. I am the living natural man, and my voice will be heard. Repeatedly citing natural laws as defense for fishing without a license, Turgot even appeared to refuse to enter a plea. He said, I never plead. Animals plead. Sounds like ba oink oink, he said.
Wow. He's got guts.
He does.
It said it was very popular online, this video. Is it because people are laughing at him?
I don't know.
Or is
I
it because
both.
People are encouraged by him standing up to
probably
the
both.
Rope lady?
Because on one hand, there's a large group of people out there who like to see people stand up for themselves in court, and then there's another group that will belittle anyone who doesn't do things in the normal court fashion. So I would say it's both of them.
Are there people who might think that this guy just sounds really silly, no matter what context he's saying this stuff in?
Sure. There's the group that would belittle him, and then there's the group that would support him, and all of those people would be interested in seeing the video. But the first video, interestingly, there's another website, benswan.com, that spins the initial video that was released that went viral, where the judge ostensibly leaves the bench during the hearing, and so it's made, the headline makes it sound like he's got him. Hunger Games in Montana. Man forces judge to leave bench, citing natural law. Makes it sound like, well, he, you know, brought out all these claims about natural law and the sovereign tactics, and then the judge just got so frustrated she left the court. And there are examples of this online where there's another guy in Canada who does similar stuff. He comes into court and he kind of faces off against the judge, and the judge gets up and leaves, and it's presented as though, hey, this guy won. The judge left the court. She's abandoned the court. That means that the court is his. He can now take the court and declare himself the victor.
Sit on the throne
and
start overseeing people's charges and stuff.
What never happened with the guy in Canada was you never saw the follow-up where he was actually later on supposedly arrested. And in this one, you actually are hearing the follow-up where the guy lost. So what good is it exactly? Let's go to Temper, listening in Missouri. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Allie. Or Tally, rather.
Yeah, I just wanted Tally. To kind of elaborate on what the sovereign citizen argument is. Pretty much where they go wrong is they study legal history. And what they do is they discover that the origins of the birth certificate is basically the same mechanism that they used to do for registering votes. And so they get into this really long conundrum of how the legal system progressed over the last 1,000 years. And that's why they talk about how I'm the living man. I'm not the corporation. I've had the pleasure of filling out for a corporation, and I've seen my birth certificate. And if you look at them, they're essentially the same document. Basically, the state issuing the certificate of origin, which is what they do when they create a car.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you create something, you can register it. And that's what they're talking about. They're saying, well, I don't have to register. You can't make me part of your contract just because my parents registered me before I was born. Because that defeats.
But this is none of the stuff that, if you go to a lawyer to defend you in court, they're not going to bring any of this stuff up. That's not what you learn when you go to law school, as far as I know.
They cannot, because they're part of the Bar Association. When you join the bar, you agree to play the game by a set of rules.
Right, lawyers are officers of the court. They're sworn officers of the court. They may be, you may be able to hire them to defend you, but ultimately their allegiance lies with the system. They have sworn an oath to the court itself, and so therefore, if a lawyer was to try these sorts of tactics, he would be disbarred and would no longer be allowed to be an attorney as part of their little club. And that's all true.
But that's like saying your allegiance is with the FCC.
No, I've never sworn an oath to the FCC.
But if you don't go by their rules, then you get taken off the radio, right?
So yeah, but I didn't swear an oath to the FCC. I'm not an officer of the FCC. Lawyers are officers of the court. They are sworn officers of the court. If you, for instance, Allie, were to want to represent somebody as a, God, what is it called when they do it? There's like some sort of legal term. In a lot of places you can't do this, but in New Hampshire you can. You, as a layperson, could go, let's say Tally got arrested for having his video camera on him again in court, and, you know, he was really confident that you could defend him.
Right.
He could ask you to be his, basically, attorney in fact or whatever. What's that?
Amicus curiae. You go in front of the court, and you don't represent anybody. You say, I'm the friend of the court. This court is in disorder, and I'm going to try to rectify the situation by adding this bit of fact.
And I don't know what that's in reference to. What I was talking about is if somebody wants to represent somebody as their attorney without being a licensed attorney, you can do it in New Hampshire up to 2 times per year. But when you do, if you decide you want to go through with it, you will have to appear in front of the judge, and you have to swear an oath to basically, you know, the court.
But it's not a voluntary oath. I have to do that.
Well,
yeah,
because you volunteered to become the attorney
for
that
person. That's like saying you volunteer to pay taxes.
This will come up in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates, 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case. Oh,
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts on this mountain man, supposed mountain man from Montana, who went into court, tried to use some of these so-called sovereign tactics to free himself from ridiculous charges for fishing without a license and then resisting arrest and obstructing justice or something else nonsensical like that. And he attempted, you know, he did his best. He'd done his research, had a whole big old three-ring binder full of info there in front of him. He looked like he had, you know, really taken a lot of time to try to understand this insane system and try to make some sense out of it. He got up there and ended up, of course, getting railroaded. He ended up actually getting kicked out of his own trial, had to watch his own trial in absentia from another room where he was then found guilty and fined $150 for these so-called crimes. And TheBlaze.com was the reporting organization here, but this has actually gotten a lot of attention. The video has gone, to some extent, viral, as they say, and people are fascinated by this. And we actually have Temper on the line, who is trying to explain some of this to us. We're going to get back to him in a moment here, but also want to invite you to CashIntoCoins.com. Told you a moment ago how to get a free Bitcoin wallet, but then you got to get the Bitcoins. Here's how you can do so. Go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions are easy. They're safe. It's fast. It's legal. And it's inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. All you have to do, if you want Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet, is go to one of these three places: Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has what's called shared branching. You will follow the instructions as according to cashintocoins.com. You'll deposit your cash into the appropriate account at whichever bank. And then within a few minutes to as many as a few hours, you will then get your Bitcoins in your wallet. I've done it twice. It works. And their rates are fantastic. If you order under $40 worth of Bitcoins, there's no fee. In fact, if you go in on Wednesday, it's a 1% fee. You cannot get Bitcoins for a better price than cashintocoins.com. I don't think. Unless you're buying from an individual who's willing to sell you a Bitcoin at spot price, to get a Bitcoin for 1% or to get, you know, whatever amount of Bitcoins you want for a 1% fee on Wednesdays at cashintocoins.com, you can do that. When I went on Fridays, actually, there's fee-free Fridays where there's no fees on the first $10,000 in orders of the day. But obviously, you know, you're not going to know that you're in that first $10,000 until you place the order.
Right.
But it was only 3% when I went in, and that's, to me, again, a very, very low fee compared to other fees, you know, compared to these other services out there that are untrustworthy and questionable. They're charging 7, 8%. 3% is pretty darn good. Cashintocoins.com. Go and grab your Bitcoins today. So Temper is back with us in Missouri. We're looking at this guy from Montana who has been found guilty after trying to use these so-called sovereign tactics, talking about how he's not the name in question. That's an all capital letters name, and that's therefore a corporation. Temper, what else did you have to add to this?
Well, it's kind of like those guys that run around and I think there was even an offer to give them a reward of $1 million if you could find the law that authorizes the income tax. I'm sure you've heard of that one, right?
Yeah, I don't know anybody offering $1 million for it, but I know that I think it was Irwin Schiff or Larkin Rose, some of these famous anti-tax advocates. They definitely were challenging people, you know, hey, well, you know, if you can give us this information, we'll give you some cash. I don't remember it being $1 million, but yes, I've heard of similar things.
Well, the answer is there's no law because it's a tenant law. It basically has to do with bonds and contracts. And what the IRS is really saying is that the U.S. dollar is indeed a bond. And when you hold it, you're the beneficiary. And as the beneficiary, you're receiving benefit, and for that benefit, you owe tax. And that's why they've encumbered the U.S. citizen with this bond approach so that when you do any transaction, you're supposed to virtually convert it to dollars and cents. So, like, if I traded my car for your computer, if I made a profit on it, I'm supposed to calculate that was, like, let's say your computer was worth $2,500, but the car is only worth $1,000, but you really needed the car, so I took advantage of you. You're supposed to pay taxes on that. I don't think anybody does, but you're supposed to, and that's what they do with people that buy gold and silver. When you sell that, or even if I were to buy services with silver,
I feel like that contradicts what you were saying before, though, about the way they see it as if you're using Federal Reserve notes, is that the claim? If you're using the government's money, then it you're a beneficiary of it, so you need to pay taxes on it. But you just described a scenario where no government money was exchanged. It was a barter, but they still want you to pay taxes on it. So I think they just want your tax. I think they just want to charge you taxes for everything because they're thieves and robbers.
Well, I mean, that's how they kind of get you. You're talking about the progression of the system, and it doesn't seem to make sense anymore, and you're right. But that's because nobody today understands where we came from. The legal system, they go and they become a lawyer, and they're just like, what's law? And they go, well, this is what law is now. But they don't say, well, this is what law was 25, 50, 100, 1,000 years ago. You don't need that to pass the bar. You don't understand any of these concepts whatsoever. So when they pass a law that says, you know, if you do barter, you still have to, you know, pay taxes, that's because those people that are writing that law don't understand how it was originated, why it was legal.
Let me just see if I'm understanding where you're coming from, Temper. You're saying things are supposed to be a certain way. They were originally set up a certain way, and now nobody in the system knows how they were originally set up, so they're just going on and doing whatever they want to do. And there's really nothing that can work, right? Like all these sovereign tactics, you're saying there may have been a real basis for them 100 years ago or 200 years ago or something like that, but that now all of those things are forgotten or they don't matter or they're ignored. And so what's the point?
No, it's like what Larkin Rose says. If you just know, as soon as you have that inception moment in your brain where the neurons fire and you go, aha, I mean, if everybody could do that, then the legal system would be pretty much fixed, because they would know that you can drive your car because you're not a driver, because you're not being paid to operate the vehicle. And that's the definition.
Yeah, well, nobody is. Everyone's not going to wake up tomorrow morning and just know that they have a right to travel from one point to another. So that's not very likely. So therefore, there is nothing that is guaranteed to work. All of this is just, you know, basically interesting theory.
I agree. I agree what you're saying. You're correct. But that's only because people just don't care. They don't see that they have a self-invested interest in knowing these things. They think that
no one has an interest in knowing these things.
Yeah, I don't really see what the benefit would be to knowing this stuff.
People's interest is in their own lives and taking care of themselves and their families and going to work and doing the things that they like to do for leisure. That's what people's interest is. They don't want to know court stuff.
There's a lot of things outside of family and other things, you know, of value to most people that I want to know about, you know, science and chemistry and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would like to know more about that stuff, but I definitely don't care about learning the kind of things that sovereign citizens bring up in court, because it seems like the whole point is to try to gain an advantage in court. If it worked in court, maybe I would see a value in it, but it doesn't seem to. So I don't really care about it.
Right. I mean, ultimately, since nobody is going to wake up tomorrow morning and all of a sudden have this information and then be willing to act on it, ultimately none of it really matters, because the few people who are willing to act on it end up getting railroaded. They end up going to jail.
And seeming so kind of crazy, to be honest. I mean, my crazy flag goes up when I was hearing what that guy was saying, the video from what they were just watching.
Really? It was a tricorder hat also.
It was a little bit of that. It was partly the tricorder.
But, I mean, what about what he was saying? I thought he made perfect sense. He was basically saying, hey, listen, I have every right to eat if I'm hungry. And
yeah, that part made sense. That part doesn't really make sense to me.
It's like, was it your lake, dude?
Don't know those details.
If he was fishing on my lake, then no, you can't say, I have a right to eat. Well, not if it's not my lake.
Odds are good it wasn't a private lake, because there were government agents there to arrest him. So
probably was a public lake.
Yeah.
I actually kind of think that if you really are starving, even if it's your lake, somebody has the right to food. I mean, you have the
No,
right
they don't. If it's my lake, they do not have a right to use my lake.
What gives somebody the right to an entire lake?
Yeah, I mean...
Me?
I understand what
you're saying.
If it's on my land, what gives the person a right to an entire mansion or an entire chain store? What gives people a right to abundance? Well, property rights. There's no limit to how much property you can own on property rights. It only ends where other people's property begins.
Thanks, Temper, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Tally, if you've got a follow-up, we can come back with that here in hour number 3, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, his argument that he, you know, has a right to go hunt and fish, that makes sense to me, but a lot of people are going to be very confused by some of the other things he said in court, and some of it's based on conspiracy theory. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.